notorious lightning. Yes, I had to ride you and trash the crystal jets they kept in storage. Inside you I was told never to question it. Now I'm facing 20 years for every night I tried to ingest the snow so lightly. He simply couldn't put down the black book. You dreamt the dream of the self-taught man. You want the ladies not to be corrupted by their looks. But your voice comes out stark and slanted. And you're living off what the government granted you. Amnesty from the truth. They now send the slowly remove the ring. What's notorious? To observe your gilded jeans hit the ground and have not grown from this worship. I lay myself down to surrender. Watch the trust funds gorgeous again and have not grown from this worship. So great pretender, pull a face, let's see the vest fall on. You know, just don't sing barricades in the morning. It's been 3 days in a row. God, you let the book of appeals pile up.
Episode 42 here of the radio show, internet broadcast, internet podcast called A Complete Abridged Record Collection, where I play one song from every record in my record collection, no matter how good, no matter how bad it is. I have to relive every moment of record buying in my life. And every moment of music, I'm forcing myself to do this. Episode 42, it's been a year and a half. And what a great way to start off. that was Notorious Lightning by Destroyer, one of the most epic, cathartic tracks. Nothing could summarize my life more succinctly than that song, which I first heard in 2005. This record itself is, I'm not sure when this is from, but I bought it sometime after that, because the song Notorious Lightning originally came out... or I don't know, originally, in 2005, me and my friend Elliot were listening to it all the time, this like really synthy version, and quoting the lyrics and trying to understand what the song, and of course ourselves, were all about. And sometime later I bought this record, I think probably on a trip to Victoria, British Columbia, my hometown, because I always buy Canadian records in Canada. But I'm not really too sure where I got this record. I just know that it was inspired by Elliot and I obsessing over this song. The record itself is called Notorious Lightning and Other Works. So, you know, I just had to get it. And it actually features Carrie Mercer of the band Frog Eyes there going, ooh, in the background. And it reminds me of 2004 when I saw Carrie Mercer, Frog Eyes, Destroyer tour together, where Destroyer backup band was Tolan and Carrie from Frog Eyes. And I wanted to act crazy. I wanted to be crazier. And that's when I came up with the idea of urinating on Kerry Mercer, one-upping the man himself. Maybe one day I'll do it. Maybe not. In the meantime, I'll listen to this song and remember those days, 2004, seeing him at the Richards on Richards in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 2005, listening to it in Elliot's red piece of crap car driving around. They were great times. And then like 2006 to present, just loving that song and remembering those times greatly. Well, on a similar note, and just by happenstance, because, of course, the records I play on this radio show are simply the records that are next to each other on my shelves. I don't, there's no playlisting here. I'm playing everything. I have to play every record, so I just grab them off the shelves in the morning and come here and just go for it. Well, the record next to Destroyer's Notorious Lightning and Other Works is by a band also from Canada, from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, called Chet. One of my favorite bands of all time. That's because their first CD blew me away, and it was, I probably got it in like 2002, maybe that's when it's from, and I listened to it like to death, and every album since then I have purchased, and this album I have a very close, special connection with. The album itself is their first vinyl release. It's called Chelsea Silver Come Home. And it's on the label Absolutely Kosher, home to a band called Shushu, and also almost home to a band called The Arcade Fire. Now, this is where the story gets crazy. I met the guy from Absolutely Kosher when he was trying to sign Arcade Fire in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, in like 2004, 2005, whenever that was. And I just ran into him, and I was like, oh, you run the label Absolutely Kosher? Now, years earlier, I had bought a Shushu record that I had water-stained the poster, the insert. And I was like, man, that Shushu record changed my life. I really love it, but I water-stained the poster. Is there any way I could get a new one? And he said, yeah, no problem. So I'm getting all friendly with this guy. And also, Absolutely Kosher released a record by Frog Eyes around that time. And I said, oh, by the way, I'm from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I love the band Frog Eyes, and I'm so glad you released their album. You should also check out a band called Chet. And here we are today, holding in my hands right now Chet's album on Absolutely Kosher. Kind of amazing, kind of amazing. I don't claim to have any direct impact, because this is like 2 years before the album actually came out, 3 years before the album actually came out. But maybe, just maybe, I'm the one who made it happen. Anyways, I could go on about Chet forever. There's like dead people involved. There's heartbreak. There's all sorts of crazy stuff. But I'm just going to stick with that pretty factual story there. And we're going to listen to a song called The Night, The Night from their album Chelsea Silver, Please Come Home.
Oh, clever folly. Cover yourself, oh hateful holy, covering the ground for the light to.
'cause no one bears a resemblance to the
you
is a song by The Guess Who, legendary Canadian rock band featuring Randy Bachman and Neil Young at some point. Randy Bachman and I don't know who else. It shows what I know. But a classic rock band that I picked up an issue of this album, which is called So Long Bannatyne, from a little place called Taiwan. Yeah, this is a Taiwanese pressing of a Guess Who record. And I never bought any Guess Who records when I lived in Canada, just like I never watched Trailer Park Boys or hockey, but would gladly do either of those tonight. I bought that record. That's why it's super scratched and beat up. I'm sorry, that was a little bit difficult to listen to. But I bought it from a flea market, the only flea market I could find in Taipei. And it's just the usual, just me longing for home. That's all it is. So nothing special there, really not much of a story. Except that it just makes me remember that hot day in the Taiwanese flea market looking for records. But hey, who cares about that except for me 40 years from now, which is why I'm doing this radio show, A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show where I play one song from every record in my record collection for my own purposes. Well, coming up next is another amazing record. It's called One Year by a little guy called Colin Blunstone, who was the singer. You might remember his voice. You might recognize his voice, I should say. Because he was the singer of a little band called The Zombies. And this is his first solo record, which I bought from a store called Record Surplus in Los Angeles, one of my favorite stores. And this was the one rare time where I bought a sort of expensive record. Sort of expensive, like more than $3. And I thought it was totally worth it because this is probably one of my favorite albums of all time. I originally bought it on CD because my friend Jeremy JR recommended it to me. And I was in high school maybe at the time, maybe first year, second year university, listened to it like crazy. Always thought about finding the record, never did. First time I ever saw it strolling into Record Surplus there, Pico Boulevard, almost Santa Monica, almost Culver City, somewhere in between. And I said, this is the day, I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy this record. And yeah, I mean, this song I'm going to play is a Tim Hardin song called Misty Roses. Meant a lot of different things a lot of different times. One time I wrote a review of the band Final Fantasy saying that the next album was going to sound like Misty Roses from the Colin Blunstone album. And somebody wrote in the comments box that Owen himself had said the very same thing. I was very proud of that. I'm still proud of it. And, well, listen for yourself. Great song. Unforgettable song. Amazing arrangement. Again, another song that so wholly sums up the agony and ecstasy of being me.
You look to me like misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I'd love you much. You're too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. You look to me like love forever, too good to last, but too lovely not to try. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. If I believe in love forever, I'll forget the past,
You're too lovely not to try. To me like misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. If I believe in love forever, I'll forget the past. You're too lovely not to try.
Lilith Velcor, a band from San Diego, and the first band I ever saw that confirmed that a grunge revival was happening. And that's from their self-titled record. It's called Sorry, Mr. Entertainer, or something like that. Sorry, Entertainer. Yeah, I basically just saw them at a show that I randomly put on and or attended or something like 2 years ago, and it blew my mind. They were just the most grunge-like band. This recording does no justice to them. The album basically sucks compared to their live show. But, oh well, Armando, the guy's a genius, and he's also one of those self-destructive geniuses, as genii as well. So I never really, they never really... I don't know what happened to them. Maybe they're still around. Maybe not. Haven't seen them for at least a year. Great band, Lilith Velcor. Bought the album at the show. I think later, a few shows later when they finally put it out. Before that, Neil Young and the Shocking Pink with Southern Man, a hit. I don't usually play the hits, but let me tell you. One day in San Francisco, my brother decided it was time for me to get into the fascist overlord of Southern Ontario, Neil Young. And so we're at this like, sort of like not real thrift store, but like junk vintage store where everything's kind of a little bit of a ripoff, but not really. And he bought me every Neil Young record they had, for my birthday. It was a sweet moment, bittersweet, in retrospect, but mostly I really liked that trip. That was a really fun trip. And that was a great birthday present from him. So this was like 6 months ago. That's why I'm so ignorant about who's in the Guess Who, because I also don't really know much about Neil Young. What kind of Canadian am I? Well, I'm still in the middle of my discovering Neil Young path, so... Me 40 years from now, maybe you really love him. Maybe it never really took off. Who knows? And before that, we listened to Colin Blunstone, Misty Roses. I already talked ad nauseum about how much I love that song. But coming up next is one of the few records I bought off the internet. I know. I'm ashamed to say there was a brief period in like 2002 when I first got a credit card where I bought maybe 3 or 4 records off the internet before I realized it was a soulless pursuit. And I got super depressed. But this is Rita Lee and Gilberto Gil with a song called Domingo, something like that. Domingo no Parque. I don't know how to speak Portuguese, so it's just embarrassing. But it's from a live album from 1977. I bought it off the internet and thought it was going to change my life. And it's okay. It just didn't change my life. And it reminds me of that shame more than anything, the shame of buying music off the internet rather than the joy of discovering a weird live record from 1977 from Brazil. So there you go. That's life has its ups and downs. Enjoy this song. It is a pretty amazing song.
Sonho, uma ilusão. Juliana e o homem. João.
Alfa, alfa.
O espinho da rosa feriu Zé.
Feriu Zé, feriu Zé.
O sorvete gelou seu coração. O sorvete e a rosa.
E José.
A rosa e o sorvete.
E João.
Foi dançando no peito.
E José.
O José brincalhão.
E João.
O sorvete e a rosa.
E José.
A rosa e o sorvete. O sorvete é morango,
é vermelho.
Foi girando e a rosa
é vermelha.
Foi girando, girando,
é vermelha.
Foi girando, girando. Olha a faca,
olha a faca.
Olha o sangue na mão.
E José,
Juliana no chão.
E José,
outro corpo caído.
E José,
seu amigo João.
E José,
amanhã não tem feira. Não tem mais construção. E João, não tem mais brincadeira. E José, não tem mais confusão. E
Obrigada.
Well, here you go with High Places from their split single with a band called Soft Circle. Both bands that I once met at the same time and was involved with a really amazing photograph of me and them and David Whiteman, legend in the mist. So this is the end of episode 42 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. Thank you for listening.